Doctors offer chemotherapy to patients even when the end of life is near, hoping the treatment will make them feel better and possibly prolong their survival. NPR's Richard Harris reports on a new study that finds that this end-of-life treatment often harms a patient's quality of life.
Chemotherapy often helps cancer patients live for many more years, and it can even be considered a cure. But there comes a time for some cancer patients when doctors know the treatment has failed, and patients with advanced cancer likely have less than 6 months left to live.
Chemotherapy is not meant to cure people like that.
Holly Pergerson at the Weill Cornell Medical College says those patients are still sometimes given chemotherapy with the hope that it might slightly prolong their lives or make them more comfortable. She and her colleagues decided to see whether chemotherapy in this circumstance actually does improve a patient's quality of life. So they talked to the patient's caregivers and asked them how the patient fared during the final week of life.
They assessed things like their mood, how anxious they were, their physical symptoms, and their overall quality of life.
A report in the journal JAMA Oncology finds that chemotherapy often harmed these patients at the end, reducing their quality of life. And it didn't extend their lives either. This was even the case for patients who had been able to keep active and felt relatively okay when this new round of chemotherapy was started.
The conventional wisdom is that patients and oncologists think, why not? I have nothing to lose. And I think the wake-up call from these data really is to say, well, there are harms being done, and there is a cost to getting chemo so late.
Pergerson says some people may still opt for chemotherapy in these circumstances, but she says patients and doctors need to better understand the pluses and minuses of treatment at the end of life.
I think some patients would say, I don't care. I want to be on chemotherapy. It gives me something to do, and it makes me feel like I'm fighting my cancer. That's fine if patients know that the likelihood of them benefiting from getting that chemotherapy is still remote, and it will probably make them feel sicker because of toxicities and side effects of the treatment.
I think this paper strongly argues that giving chemotherapy near the end of life, that is in patients with terminal cancer, should not be the default, and oncologists should have a very darn good reason if they want to do so.
Dr. Charles Blanke at the Oregon Health and Science University says it's time to change this accepted medical practice. Doctors, he says, too often equate treatment with hope.
If the doctor really doesn't expect you to be around in 6 months, it's probably better to focus your time on something that's not chemotherapy.
For example, pain relief, mood issues, sleep disturbances, and other problems that can affect a patient's quality of life. But Dr. Lowell Schnipper, who helped draft guidelines at the American Society for Clinical Oncology, says he's not ready to abandon them just yet.
I think this is a wake-up call to talk to our patients.
He says patients do need to hear a doctor say that a situation is truly dire when it is. But each patient is different, and novel approaches may sometimes be worth trying, even in patients like this. Still, Schnipper says doctors haven't spent enough time to consider quality of life issues in these circumstances.
That is actually an important gap in our research knowledge, and this paper might actually be a step towards filling that gap.
New Medicare rules also pay doctors to take the time to discuss end-of-life issues, and that could help as well. Richard Harris, NPR News.